Well, hello. It's not Friday today. It's actually this is Tuesday, the 8th of April. It's for me, it's my first week of my Easter holidays, and it's really strange for me because normally every week I've got lessons I teach, and I run events for teachers, CPD events to help them prepare for the new computing curriculum, or you know, develop the GCSE and computing in their schools, or else I might be running an event somewhere, like a Raspberry Jam event or Hack to the Future. But for the next 2 weeks, I'm actually not running any events. I'm confined to barracks at home to try and have a rest from all of it. But I'm finding it really difficult because, I don't know, maybe it's my sort of hyperactive manner in which I work, but I've got like withdrawal symptoms. So one of the things I've just been doing this morning is I've just been refreshing the materials that I have online for my Year 11 GCSE computing class, and I just thought what I might do is share them with you. So what I'm going to do, I've got my computer open in front of me, and I'm on my GCSE computing page, which I provide to my Year 11 students, and I'm going to discuss a few things that are available on there. Now, if you listen to this while you're out walking or driving in the car, it's not going to be ideal. But what I suggest you do, if you can, maybe pause this, then go and sit down at the computer and open some of these tabs in your browser, and then you can listen and watch along with me. So the page I always start with for this particular class, it's http://tinyurl.com/10acomputing. And if you visit that page, you'll actually see at the top it says 11A because they're now in year 11, but when I started, they were in year 10. And there's a number of links at the moment. They're at the top of that page, so I've got links to their coursework progress and their grades, and there's a link to a parents' information page. But then just below that, there's all these arrows pointing to, in big heading, the visit the revision program here. And then I'll click on that in just a moment, but then underneath I've got a little some text that says, you need to bring in your revision packs with you every lesson, Monday, Tuesday and Friday, week B. And we're going to have a book check every Monday and a test every Tuesday on the previous week's revision topics. Now, just to give you a bit of background, a few years ago we introduced in our school the Year 11 GCSE revision programme. And what this means is from this year, from the 11th of March until about, it's something like the 11th of May, every child in year 11 is given a program for revision. And typically for most children in year 11, it means that they have three revision topics per night. And this is all of the all the exam topics that they have. So if they're doing maths, English, science, geography, RE, all this, sort of, it's organised by their option block. So every child is given a sort of customised revision programme that different teachers of different subjects have all prepared. There's something like 40 sections. No, it can't be. It must be less than that. But each child is given one of these programmes, and the revision programme runs every week from the 11th of March through till the middle of May, for 6 nights a week, and there's one night they get off. I think that might be Friday nights. So what I had to do around about January or February is I had to put together the revision program for GCSE computing, which was then like a giant mail merge where all of the different subjects were imported into one document, and then every child got their own printed copy. Now, one of the disadvantages of having a printed copy of the program is sometimes we make mistakes, that things that even when they were reviewed or checked by other people, you needed to change. So to augment that, I've got an electronic copy of mine online as well. So today, for example, Tuesday the 8th of April, is a night where, even though they're on their Easter holidays, my Year 11s will be expected to do a revision topic for GCSE computing tonight. Right, I'm just going to ignore that phone. Just shut the door. It's going to be somebody offering me PPI or missold pension protection or an accident that I had in my car a couple of weeks ago or something, I don't know. So just ignore that, it'll go away in a minute. Now, so what I was saying was tonight they're going to be doing a revision topic, and
Where was I? Let me just pause.
Gosh, that was hard trying to ignore the phone. So as I was saying, I've got an online version of the revision program, which I think is a lot more flexible, and it means I can make changes and add things in as it goes along. So the online one, you can access it from that link that I mentioned, 10A Computing, tinyurl.com, 10A Computing, or there's a longer link, which is tinyurl.com/GCSE Computing Revision Plan. Now, assuming that you're looking at the revision plan, you should see I've broken it down into three sections, which is understand, summarize, and answer. So the mnemonic, is that an acronym I'm using, is USA, understand, summarize, and answer. So each night, the children have got two topics per week. So they're on Tuesday nights and Saturday nights. And each particular evening, they have to complete an understand, a summarize, and an answer. So understand and summarize are linked together. An answer is not linked. So the understand is they need to read a section of a book. And it's the Susan Robson book that I've been using, the GCSE Computing book. So I bought an electronic copy to use, which I shared on the VLE. There's that phone again. And I also have I've bought paper copies of the books, so they've all got their own copy. And I've also linked now to the MOOC, which is the GCSE Computing Online course that's been published by OCR Cambridge. I'm going to pause again. So children are expected to read a section of the GCSE Computing book, and it tells them which pages to read. And then once they've read those, they have to summarize those in an orange exercise book. So I've provided them with these landscape A4 unruled exercise books. They look like art books. And the point in not having rules or having lines or margins or anything is I don't want them to be writing huge amounts of text. I really want them to be summarizing bullet points, like web analysis type diagrams, spider diagrams, that kind of thing, with lots of sketches. And then, so that's the summarize section. And then for answer, I've provided them all with four printed copies of previous exam papers. So when the exam used to be modular, and before it was linear, there was a January paper and a May paper. So I've provided them with individual copies, paper copies of those, and I've provided them with the mark schemes as well. So the way I work on it is for them to answer, there's about 10 to 15 marks of questions to answer each night that they do a topic. So like within 2 weeks or so, they will have completed one particular exam paper. Now, the next thing is to mention, I've actually recorded a YouTube video online, and you can find that. I've created a page for parents. That's at tinyurl.com/10ACO1parents. Yeah, that's quite a mouthful, but you'll find that linked at the top of that document. And in there, in the video, I show what the books look like and I give examples. And I've also got some photographs online that if you look at the summarized part, you'll see a link you can click on, and it shows some examples of the kind of things I'm expecting them to produce. So that's when I actually set the topics. Now, because this was fairly, not completely new, but it was a fairly new approach to the children, we actually spent two lessons completing the revision topics in class, like as a preparatory. And so that way, I said to them, when you're doing this in class, we're going to do it in a way, we're going to pretend you're at home, so you're doing it on your own, you're not talking to anybody. And as you're doing it, I'll come round and I'll give you some feedback. So each lesson that they did that, I first of all quickly went round the room to look at what each person was doing, to give them like a thumbs up, you're doing the right thing, you're on track, or, you're writing too much. But then the next thing was at the end of each of those topics in class, we did a peer assessment thing where they had to swap books with the person next to them. And I highlighted five key indicators. So the five key things were, it had to have a title and a date, and the title had to reflect what the topic was. The second thing was it had to have a minimum of words.
Then the third thing was certain keywords or phrases were highlighted, things like binary, hexadecimal, open source, proprietary. So they could use any means to highlight those. They could be underlined, they could draw little spots around them, highlight them using the highlighter pen. The fourth thing was I wanted to see a mixture of images on there, and these could be just little sketches or doodles. And I forgot what the fifth thing was. Maybe there was just four, or maybe the date was the fifth one. So they had to give each other a score out of five or four. And then I collected those scores in, and on my, I have a mark book that I share online. So I gave, so if they got, let's say they got three out of four or four out of five, whichever way it was, then it was colored green. Now, the first time we did it, the majority of the class got green, and I said, well, we're going to do another one again next lesson. So we did the other one next lesson, and there was a much higher success rate that time around. I said, right, now you're on your own. Next time you do these, you'll be on your own at home. And now what I do is each Monday in class, so because our first lesson of the week's on a Monday, they have to bring in their orange revision book and their exam papers, and I quickly run around the room with my laptop and I code it green if they are meeting the required expectations for each of those topics. So it means I can highlight people as red for non-completion or failure to meet the expected standards. And then, so that's just check. That's not checking like their understanding. That's just checking for evidence. Have they actually been complete in the revision program? Now, then the following lesson, which is on the Tuesday afternoon, we do a test every week. And this is about 10 questions based on the topics from the previous week. And I do those questions the way I've done before. Now, I have explored other ways of sort of doing, using things like Socrative. But I don't know why I just keep defaulting back to the old-fashioned one, which is it's like a quiz where I read out 10 questions. They have to write the answers down as quickly as possible. Then they swap their books with the person that they're sat next to, and we go through the answers. I think the issue that I've got with tools like Socrative is it only allows you, well, it generally allows you to do multiple choice tests. And for multiple choice, you have to provide a number of answers. And I just found when I started doing it, it was taking me nearly an hour to make one test. Whereas when I do them in lesson, I'm almost making the questions up as I go along because I've got the resource in front of me. And it takes very little time. And if things take very little time and I'm still getting the same effective results, I don't really see why I should spend an hour preparing these and doing them online. So, but what I have started to do, and you'll find these in the 10A computing document, is I started actually typing the questions up because I thought if I did that, there was more value in trying to share them with other colleagues around the country. So there's about 10 questions which they answer, and then we go through the marks. Again, I think there's a lot of learning can be derived from that. So it allows people to say, well, I put this down. Does that answer count? And we can discuss how they've answered the questions. And then I convert that into a percentage, and then that goes into the mark book, which you can find at tinyurl.com/10ACO1. And then one thing I've been really, really keen to do is to involve the parents in this as much as possible. So that's one of my main motives for sharing as much of this online as possible. So if you look at the mark book, which is 10ACO1, I'm just going to open that now in my browser so I can refer to it. So it's tinyurl.com, 10ACO1. So just to remind you, this is a year 11 class, but the URL we've inherited from when they're in year 10. Now, today as I'm looking, I've got one, two, three. I've got four test scores from the last 4 weeks. And what's fantastic about that, I had a lesson observation last week, with the same class, and it was graded outstanding in every category. And one of the things that it was the deputy head who observed me, he was saying it was you could see effectively their progress over time. The other thing that I've done within that document is way over on the right-hand side, as a datum, I'm using the average exam score. So they've done two exams in exam conditions, one in the summer of 2013, and then they did their mock exam December 2013. Now the mock exam they did in December is just a little bit more accurate or reliable than the May one. So what I'm doing is I'm comparing their test scores in class to their exam scores, and I would always expect that the test scores would be higher than the exam score for many reasons, because it's on a topic that they should have just revised for the week before, so it's fresh in their memory, and also it's just 10 questions and they're marking them themselves, they've not done it in exam conditions, you know, there's all those kind of things. So the premise that I'm working on is the fact that I want children to feel like the revision program is actually working effectively for them. So if you look at that document, you'll see, and testament to that is the majority of children in the class, everything is coded green, and that's showing that their test scores in class are higher than their average exam score. There are some children who sort of book the trend, who it may be that they're not actually completing the revision or not doing it to a satisfactory standard, but they are actually getting test scores that are better than their average exam score. But you will also find some that are doing the revision. You'll find the odd case where their test score is lower than their exam score. And then you'll find the one that kind of makes me... the best case is the children who are doing the revision are getting test scores better than their average exam score. So that's... There's four documents there. There's the 10A CO1... No, sorry. Yeah, 10A Computing. That's the main document where you'll find all these links embedded into. Then there's the parents page. So I'll just mention a bit more about parents now. This is all unscripted. I'm just doing this, making this up as I go along. So if you go and look at the parents page, you'll see I've written a guide there specifically targeted at parents. I've put my email address in so the parents can email me if should they choose to. Every week or so, I'm sending an email home to parents just saying, really, really, like a status update. I'm really pleased with the test scores so far. It's a generic email. It's not sent specifically to individuals. So it says things like, so please go and have a look and you can see if your son or daughter is one of the people who are continually making progress. I've had the odd parent, which has been really good. Well, a few of them have replied and said, this is great, this is really good. It means I know what my child is doing and I can see the progress and the impact of that. I've had an odd one or two who've emailed me a question because I didn't understand the relationship between one thing and another, so I've been able to reply to that. And then just to keep them warm, I send text messages every so often. And the advantage of the text messaging system from school is I can target those specifically. So I can choose four children and say send a message home saying, fantastic to see how effectively the vision program is working. And I can choose another four to say, I'm hoping that they won't think it's too late to start, you know, and so should be a little bit more encouraging. So there's loads of material in there. I'm sharing this all in this sort of way that I'm hoping that other people might want to take some of this example. And if you can find ways of improving on it, or you want to make suggestions, then please do so. You can email me. You can contact me on Twitter. I'm at technoteacher, T-E-K-N-O teacher. For most people find that's the fastest way to get a response from me because my email inbox is just... jammed with about 5,000 unread emails. I think I just need to stop using email altogether. And I think, let me just pause for a moment, see if there's anything I've left out. So I've just looked through everything and I think I've pretty much covered all of it. One of the things about the MOOC, so the Cambridge GCSE Computing Online, that I've warned the children in my class, I've said, look, there's loads of videos that cover a lot of these topics, but you've got to bear in mind they're going to take you to YouTube and, you know, you might get distracted and your attention's going to wander and all the rest. The most effective thing, if you're worried about the amount of time you're spending, is just to read the section of the book, grasp an understanding of it, maybe get somebody, a relative, to test your understanding on that and then summarize it in the books. But the videos are there to support and augment what they're doing. In fact, I need to go and add in lots more links to the videos. I've just spotted that. Right, I really hope you find this useful. If you are, maybe you might like to pass it on to other people to share it and, you know, recommend that they listen to it. And okay. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.